This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 10. Who is Jesus? Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 2. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Colossians 1, verses 15 and 16. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth. Who is Jesus? Many different answers are given to this question. The truth Jesus is the eternal Son of God. From all eternity, God has existed in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Every human being, except one, did not exist before being conceived and born. By coming into existence, people become sons and daughters, and their parents become fathers and mothers. But there was never an event in which God the Son came into existence. God the Father and God the Son have an eternal relationship of Father and Son that has always existed. At a point in time, God the Son took on humanity in the womb of Mary, a virgin. He was born in Bethlehem and received the name Jesus. Jesus is fully God and fully human. He is one person with two natures, human and divine. Each of us is also one person, but with only one nature, human. Jesus lived a perfect life. He was without sin, though he was tempted and can sympathize with our struggles. And he laid down his perfect, sinless life as payment for the sin of all who would repent and trust in him for salvation. What a Savior. Pray with me. Jesus, you are our God, our Savior, our brother and our Lord. By your Spirit, guide us to honor and praise you each day. May we never cease to love you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.